Australia come back. Here it is for Johnny. Has he done it? He sure has. Heartbreaker for the Wallabies.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli. Aguero.
What's the score with Aaron and Isaac?
Hello and welcome back to What's the Score with Aaron and Isaac. We've got a great show this week, and there's been lots of sport going on throughout the week, but mainly it's Cheltenham vibes, isn't it? It's horse racing week. Cheltenham Festival is happening this week.
I think we've gone all posh. We've just felt the posh vibe coming out of Cheltenham.
Absolutely.
Although I say posh vibe, but I saw the Guinness area this morning. That is anything but posh.
That's carnage.
Loudy Irish folk.
Well, exactly. It is St. Patrick's Day today. Thursday the 17th.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you if you are celebrating.
I'm sure there'll be some Guinness flowing later on.
Not for me, but I hate Guinness.
We've got a great show coming up. And to start us off, Aaron, let's go.
Yeah, well, let's go with some news. And let's talk about Formula One. Main thing... But lots of people have been. I don't want to say wanting because it's not wanting, but Sebastian Vettel has tested positive, and Nico Hülkenberg is going to race in Bahrain on Sunday. So we're all very excited about half of that.
Nico.
But the other part of that is obviously we wish Seb well and hope he recovers. And if he finds our podcast, do feel free to shout about it in your media interviews on Friday. Thank you very much. Next week.
Shout the return of a Hulk.
Yeah.
Return of the Hulk. Everyone likes him as well. And he deserves it, really. It's a shame it's in these circumstances. But
Can I try my Daniel Ricciardo impression of Nico Hülkenberg?
Go on, then.
Nico Hülkenberg! That good?
Sure.
Okay, right, other F1 news very quickly. Hamilton's going to change his name to include his mother's surname, which is Lelebester, I think. Safety car rules have been amended, so any in the regulation that says lap cars should be allowed to overtake them will now be replaced by all to make it less ambiguous and to avoid a repeat of Abu Dhabi again. Ricciardo is free to race after testing positive for COVID. And Perez come out and said that F1 drivers should be able to race with COVID. Our thoughts on that?
I mean, there is no such thing as COVID in this country anymore.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
Obviously, if you're ill, then you can't really race. And that should just be common sense. But if you have COVID and you're fine and the rules say you're allowed to, I think that should be fine, right?
I think the only problem with that is that it can develop quickly. So say if a reserve driver knew they weren't needed and then went to race in DTM or whatever, and then just said, and then the driver who tested positive was like, had, I don't know, a breakdown or something, the reserve driver wouldn't come and then they wouldn't be able to run. So
if you're not going to have a breakdown from COVID.
No, I didn't mean breakdown. I meant just got more ill.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, it's a good point. But they always have reserve drivers there, don't they, on the day?
Yeah, I mean, although I am a bit sad about Ricciardo being okay to race because apparently Oscar Piastri was going to be the driver.
I'd rather watch Ricciardo than Piastri.
Oh, I want Piastri to get in F1.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, but Ricciardo's better.
Okay, so that finishes the F1 stuff, but now I'm going to ask Isaac a question, and it's, has Gareth Southgate been stupid?
No, I think someone needs to remove his joint. Manchester United duo Marcus Rashford and Jadon Sancho have been left out of the England squad, while Crystal Palace centre-back Mark Guehi has earned his first call-up. England are preparing for the Winter World Cup in Qatar and have lined up two Wembley friendlies against Switzerland on March 26th and Ivory Coast on March 29th. Kyle Walker is also out of the 25-man squad, with Liverpool's Trent Alexander-Arnold and Chelsea's Reece James preferred. But Southgate says Man City's right-back will return for the June internationals. The reason, personally, Gareth has made a wrong decision is that Harry Maguire is still there.
It's not good, is it?
No, I don't... He's rubbish! I think Sancho and Rashford should have been in. But it's nice to see James Ward-Prowse in the squad as well. That's great to see.
Yeah, it's good to see James Ward-Prowse. But this Crystal Palace bloke, is he an attacker of any form?
He's a defender.
Oh, okay, okay, so that means he might actually get a play in the World Cup, because obviously the attack, apparently we got no problem with that. Get Kane out.
As much as I don't like Kane for England, he has been very, very good for Spurs recently. He's been very good form. And Saka and Smith Rowe, both in the team, that's good. They're very good players. Both deserve to be there. Tammy Abraham as well. Rice, James Ward-Prowse, yeah. Conor Gallagher, Crystal Palace as well, in the squad. But the big talking point, personally, we can have a conversation about this now.
Yeah.
Goalkeeper-wise, so Nick Pope is the third goalkeeper. Jordan Pickford is England's first goalkeeper. But Aaron Ramsdale is the other one, Arsenal keeper at the moment. Personally, in my opinion, current form, Aaron Ramsdale is a much better goalkeeper and should start for England.
I am a much better goalkeeper than Jordan Pickford. He can't do sugar.
Also, he plays for Everton, who are 17th. Arsenal are 4th. Aaron Ramsdale was on top form apart from against Liverpool, when he should have saved that shot. More on that later. he has been on very good form. He's much better. I think it's just that Gareth Southgate doesn't want to give up his trust in Pickford. And Pickford, I guess, hasn't really done anything wrong as such for England. But he's done
everything wrong for Everton. Because the thing is, he's moved to where De Gea was, I don't know, like November last... No. Like August last year, where he could do the speckies very well, but he couldn't do the regulation stuff that, you know, you need as a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff he's done for Everton, he's just shove his hand in the way, hope and pray.
I mean, he saved one penalty in the Euro final. I mean, we still lost, but I reckon if we'd have won that, he would have been a bit more of a hero.
Quite frankly, it's the Euro final, which we lost. Normally, we'd be forgetting about it. But the thing is, it's England's only claim to fame in, what, 60 years? So I know that's why we aren't forgetting about it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's lovely in some ways.
Yeah,
okay,
cool.
Moving on.
Tennis now. Three-day marathon matches in Grand Slam tournaments, like we saw with John Isner and Nicholas Mahut in the first round of Wimbledon 2010, will be no more. Because from now on, first to 10 tiebreaks will conclude the final sets of Grand Slam tournament. What I understand is, so it's the final set, you're 6-6, then you move to tiebreak. Then it is, instead of you needing to be too clear, it is first to 10 points won in a tiebreak, and then you win the match.
Yes. Interesting.
It's certainly better than having to come for 3 days constantly to see a tennis match.
It does make things quicker. I think the word in the article was consistent. I wouldn't say it's consistent, because I know it's different, but it's definitely not consistent, because in other sets, obviously, it's first to six, and then you have a tiebreak. It's first to set, well, it's best of seven, and then you have two clear points, which could go on for a bit. But that carries on until the final set, where you have to get 6 games all, da-di-da-di-da, and then you go to a tiebreak, but then it gets to 10 all, and then it's confused. But then there's first two, and it's not too clear. Anyway, it's confusing, but I think it's probably a good thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a good thing, but we can have a chat about this. Djokovic is currently set to defend his French Open title after France lifted COVID restrictions. So Novak Djokovic is actually Mr. Vax okay to play. I tried to do a pun there. and it just fell from me.
I mean, it sort of worked. No, but that's not a good thing, personally. I think that he should be told to have the vaccine, surely. if the rules were before that they don't want unvaccinated players to play, why change that now?
Because the French government are idiots. So, you know, there you cool. go.
Okay, then finishing
Isaac,
off the news.
Yes. Are we going to up the posh vibes?
Let's do that. Let's head over to Cheltenham for the Cheltenham Festival. Bit of news then. Cheltenham started, I think it was Monday or Tuesday this week, finishes tomorrow with the Cheltenham Gold Cup. That's the big one of the whole festival. But we've had some great races so far. Lots of interesting stuff. I won't mention too many names because no one really knows who anyone is. But the one that people do know who they are is the horse Tiger Roll. The famous Tiger Roll, yesterday on Wednesday the 16th, raced his final ever race as a racehorse. Raced in the cross country, has won that event multiple times before. Went down fighting, but ultimately gave way in the closing stages and finished second to his teammate. So it wasn't a fairy tale ending, but it wasn't bad. And the legend Tiger Roll goes down in history on the biggest stage.
Yeah, and one of the greatest ever
Absolutely.
Racehorses. That concludes our Cheltenham update, which live from just off the A417. Near Sirencester.
Okay, thank you very much, Aaron. Okay, that was the news. There will be more of that next week. Right then, let's move on, Aaron. What is it?
To content quickly!
Oh, good stuff. Okay, let's go.
Thank you. Right, I ended this because I really wanted to say this question because, quite frankly, it is awesome. Guess the rugby union player. You have three clues. I will read all three clues
before
you have to guess.
Yeah.
He loves watching period dramas.
Joe Marler. I don't know, that's the first name that came to
mind. One of his dream dinner guests is Malcolm X. And finally, he is the cousin of Bath loosehead prop Benno Abano.
Oh. Cousin?
Yes.
And is an England rugby player?
Yes, England rugby player.
The current England rugby player?
Yes.
Was he named in the squad for France this week?
Yes. He was. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Ooh, that's hard. Cousin of Benno Abano. Genji.
Mario Toje.
Otoje. Well, there you go. I didn't know that.
I think that's one of my best ever questions that I've given on it.
Good.
Right. Isaac, what's it time for now?
Now it is time for Aaron to whip out his facts in Aaron's Factual Frenzy. Okay, Aaron's Factual Frenzy. We love to see it. Go for it.
Okay. The man on the NBA logo was a former player. This logo is a silhouette of Jerry West. He is one of many players that featured in the NBA Hall of Fame. Jerry West was previously known to play for the Lakers.
Interesting. I'm just looking at the NBA logo now. Oh, right. Interesting. Well, I didn't know that. Whenever I think of the NBA, I always think of the Michael Jordan logo.
I just think of basketball and sweaty Americans running around.
Yeah, but like if you
with
think
a
of,
Chinese bloke,
if you think of NBA logo, you think, well, for me anyway, I think of Jordan, but obviously that's a separate brand. Well, there you go.
Michael Jordan. It's funny how my facts just work like that, isn't it? Michael Jordan makes a lot of money from Nike. He makes more than all of the Nike factory workers in Malaysia combined.
I'm not surprised. he's got his own brand of clothes, shoes.
Yeah,
all of this is
statistically also enough money to be able to feed the entire world population a meal.
Again, not surprised. to be honest, if you think about it, I was just thinking he, like celebrities have done shoes, loads of celebrities have done YouTubers, sports stars have done their own shoe brands. And clothing brands. I would say Michael Jordan is the most famous, most successful clothing and shoe creator, if you think about it. Because people just wear it and he is Nike. Like Jordan is Nike. Like people just wear his Jordans and his t-shirts and all that normally. You don't go around wearing like Kanye West shoes just because
unless you earn a lot of money because those are Yeezys.
Well, yeah, some, but he's done his own special version.
Yeah. A baseball player, Ken Griffey Jr., is allergic to chocolate. Despite this, a chocolate bar was named after him. Ken was also nicknamed the Kid and held a record of hitting over 600 home runs during his career. He was also one of the best players noted for his athleticism.
Well, there you go. That is
best
interesting.
Fact, what we got?
I think the first one's my favourite fact.
Okay, so the man on the NBA logo is a silhouette of Jerry West. He's one of many players that featured in the NBA Hall of Fame, and he was previously known to play for the LA Lakers.
Okay, it's corner taken quickly.
Oh, God. Right, carry on. Right, if you remember last week, audience, listeners, whatever, you know I didn't cover myself in glory here.
Yes, well, we've got some horse racing-based questions. Okay. Your first question, then. What is the oldest racecourse in the world which dates back to the 16th century? Is it A, Chester Racecourse, B, Aintree Racecourse, or C, Ascot Racecourse?
It's either B or C.
Okay. Obviously, you've got the Royal Ascot. Aintree is a famous Liverpool.
Oh, this is hard. Is it B?
Oh, okay. I'll tell you it's not B. I personally, if I were got this question, I would have gone for Ascot, Royal Ascot. But it's neither of those. It's A, Chester Racecourse.
Okay.
There you go. Dates back to the 16th century.
Although, did they know what they were doing then? Or did they just see, right, if I shoot this gun near a horse, how fast will it run through the course?
Well, maybe. You know, jump over some trees. And,
Right, now it is time to look in our French Open tennis bag. We dust off our shoes, get rid of the clay. We see that the COVID restrictions have been lifted. And then we look up, oh, God, it's Novak Djokovic. And then we just say to the umpire, mate, game, set and match.
All you have to do is guess the sporting moment. Sounds easy, there must be a catch.
Okie dokie, game, set and match. You love to see it. Well, game, set and match. We're going to get some sporting moments from Three Clues, getting harder as they go on. We're not great at this. We just like sporting moments. So this is for you at home more than us, to be honest. Now, the coin toss this week is based on a wonderful Premier League rivalry this season anyway. It's the league race, the title race. Liverpool or Manchester City?
Liverpool! You're doing the coin toss and this is thick.
Oh, okay. No, it did. It landed on City. It's going to be Liverpool. Liverpool.
Okay.
It's one point. Okay. I will choose. I'll read my clues to you first.
Okay.
This is a good sporting moment. I quite like this one. Here you go.
Yeah.
Your first clue. Olympic cyclist on a horse.
What?
That's your clue. Olympic cyclist on a horse.
After you give this to me, I'm going to want an explanation. I haven't got a clue.
Okay. Your second clue. 2016 Cheltenham Festival.
Again, it's horse racing, not a clue. Wait, no. Did an Olympic cyclist get on a horse and race at Cheltenham?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, yes, boy, did it.
Your final clue, surprising fifth place.
Okay, did an Olympics... No, I'm just going to regurgitate what you said, mate.
Yes, they did, but obviously I can't give you that. So the story is, it's very interesting, I didn't realise this, an Olympic hero on a bike, Victoria Pendleton, never...
What? No!
Yeah, she was set the challenge of racing at Cheltenham almost 7 years ago. Pendleton said it seemed ridiculous, but it was the greatest experience of her life, she said. And she came fifth. She rode Patcha de Polva to fifth in the St. James's Palace Fox Hunters Chase at Cheltenham. There you go.
I've got to be honest, that is one cracker of a sporting fact. Well
done.
There you
go. Yeah, she said it was one of the greatest achievements of her life, and she's won 2 gold medals. So there you go.
Well, you know, we know what counts in the world. Your first clue is Mexico 1986.
Was it the first
Brackets
ever
football?
It's football.
Yeah.
Did you say? Okay. Was it the first ever penalty shootout in Mexico?
No. Different balls used.
Was it for the first time there was more than one ball used around the stadium?
No.
Okay.
The first in World Cup.
Was it a first time a different style of ball was used for a World Cup tournament?
What did past balls have that these didn't have? And then I'm going to give it to you.
Was it like the inner layer? Was it like the pig's bladder layer? But it was like air more, so I don't know. They were made lighter.
Okay, I'm going to give you half points, but it was the first Football World Cup without leather balls.
Oh, okay. Technically leather nowadays,
well done.
But yeah.
Yeah. Credit, well done. I'm impressed. Well done.
Okay, thank you very much. That was good from me this week. Good from me,
yeah,
I think, overall.
Good. Somehow.
There you go. We've learnt Victoria Pendleton rode a horse, and I genuinely already forgotten. Oh, yeah. Leather footballs were deintroduced in 86?
Yeah.
Oh,
well done.
Lovely stuff. Well, there you go.
It's time for Quarantine Quickly.
Oh, go on then.
Okay. Who is the production company behind the Netflix docu-series Drive to Survive?
Oh, I think I know this.
Okay.
I don't have Netflix at the moment. It's like Box Films. Is it Box Films?
No, it is Box to Box Films.
Oh.
Although, well done.
I'm on a roll
this today.
I have watched I've only watched like season one, but yeah.
Well done. I'm impressed. Well done, honestly.
I was talking to my friend about it today because a new season was released. Anyway.
Oh, it's not a bad season apart from all the Mazepin stuff.
Okay. What's it time for now?
Now it's time for Isaac to bamboozle us with some quotes, some funny stuff that's been said throughout the years, throughout the long decades of sport in...
Say what?
Okay, then say what this week. I'm going to read some sporting quotes and we've got some horse racing quotes for you. Okay, your first one.
Yeah.
Horse racing is animated roulette. I mean, he's not wrong.
I mean, he's correct.
Yeah. Why did I become a jockey? I was too small to become a window cleaner and too big to become a garden gnome. There you go. It's hard to lead a cavalry charge if you think you look funny on a horse. Well, there you go. This is good. A horse which stops dead just before a jump and thus propels its rider into a graceful arc provides a splendid excuse for general merriment. That was said by the one and only Prince Philip.
Yeah, I mean, it does sound like it belongs in one of those voiceovers from like the British Past, which is black and white with yeah. The man going, oh joy, hoity-toity, ha 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 ha.
Lovely stuff. I bet on a horse the other day that was so slow, the jockey kept a diary of the trip. A gambler is nothing but a man who makes his living out of hope.
Bang on.
Yeah, there you go. That is your quotes this week.
Absolutely brilliant. I think that first one was a pure joy. Well done. And
lovely
Prince
stuff.
Philip, well done, sir.
Thank you very much. Well, now it's time for quarantine, quickly.
Oh, God. Right, carry on.
Your
then.
Second and final question is...
Yeah, I haven't got any right so far today. Let's see what I can do.
Which town is considered to be the birthplace of British horse racing? Is it A... Colchester, B, Cirencester, or C, Newmarket?
Cirencester.
No, it's C, Newmarket. There you go. Interesting stuff.
In fairness, that is probably in Chester.
I don't know where that is.
Okay, right then.
It's Guess the Score.
Hey, it's back. Well, it's not back. It didn't go anywhere. Let's review last week's scores. Manchester United and Tottenham Hotspur. Isaac, you'll probably have a lot more to say about it than I do because my response is to cry. Isaac guessed 4-0 to Tottenham. I guessed 2-1 to Tottenham. It was 3-2 to Manchester. Bloody United.
Yeah, apparently it
wait,
was.
Wait, was it?
Yeah, Ronaldo hat trick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the only good player in that game was Ronaldo, and he was insane on form.
Yeah.
His first goal, I don't know if you've seen, you must have seen the highlights.
Oh, yeah, his first goal
insane.
Was
insane.
He was
a screamer, as they say. So, yeah, legendary stuff there.
Yes, Manchester United and Atletico Madrid. Isaac guessed 1-0 to United. I guess 2-0 to Atletico Madrid. It was 1-0 to Atletico Madrid. Isaac, you now it's time for your favourite topic. Discuss how bad Manchester United are in 3-2-1. Hit it.
They're rubbish. classic. They're out of the Champions League. The first English team to be removed. Lovely stuff. You love to see it. Yeah. Harry Maguire was subbed off.
Yes. He who is first shall be last.
Sure.
Profound. Arsenal and Liverpool. Isaac guessed a 2-1 to Liverpool. I guessed 1-1 draw. It was a 2-0 to Liverpool. What a stonking game.
What a cracker. 0-0 at halftime was all Arsenal the first half. Great saves from both goalkeepers until Diogo Jota had a shot from the edge of the box. And Aaron Ramsdale sort of touched his hand, but it just sort of went in. He just didn't have a big enough hand, really.
Okay.
And then Bobby Firmino. Firmino came on and a lovely little sweaty tap in. Yeah, absolutely amazing.
What makes it sweaty?
Because that's just what it's called. A sweaty goal is I don't know. I don't know if this is generally a thing of what I've just been of what people call it, but it's like when it's just a simple pass across the box, little tap in, sweaty goal. You don't have to do anything.
I like a sweaty tap in.
Lovely.
And that's so fun.
That has reduced the gap at the top of the table to 1 point between Liverpool and Manchester City. And we are 5 goal difference ahead of City. So,
does anyone have games in hand?
No, we're both on the same. Chelsea, however, have got a game in hand on Liverpool, but they are still 10 points behind us. So it doesn't really matter.
Oh, fine then. Right. Brighton and Liverpool as our last game that we guessed last week. Isaac guessed 2-0 to Liverpool. I guess 3-0 to Liverpool. Isaac, you got it bang on. 2-0 to Liverpool.
Let's go. Luis Diaz, another goal. Love to see it. Okay, shall we move on to FA Cup quarterfinals? And first off, the Riverside Stadium for Middlesbrough versus Chelsea.
Yeah. I really think that Middlesbrough might actually do something here.
Do you? Yeah, I think so. Chelsea haven't lost in a very long time. That's true. They haven't lost. I can't remember the exact actual stat, but they haven't lost. And if you discount their loss to Liverpool in the Carabao Cup final on penalties,
yeah.
But apart from that, they haven't lost at all for a very long time. I don't know the stats, but Middlesbrough, good form. They beat Birmingham 2-0 the other day. Sorry, they drew with Millwall and lost to Sheffield United, but then have also recently beaten Spurs in the last round of the cup. So, Middlesbrough, they were the ones that beat Man U. They knocked out Spurs.
Yeah,
I would really love to see a Championship team get through to the semis. That's all I really want. guess wise, I'm going to say 1-1. But Chelsea win on penalties.
Okay. I am going to say a nice little 2-1 for the owners of the Riverside Stadium, because why not?
Okie dokie. Right then, second off, we'll go to Selhurst Park for Crystal Palace versus Everton. Everton, not great form, losing to Saints, City, Spurs and Wolves, beating only Leeds and Boreham Wood recently. Palace, decent form, actually, beating Watford, Stoke in the FA Cup, and Wolves drawing with City on Monday. That's what gave Liverpool the opportunity to close the gap, and drawing with Burnley. I'm going to say Palace 2-0.
Okay, 2-0 to Crystal Palace. I'm going 1-1 with Everton winning on penalties.
Okay.
Because Everton are going to score a goal. Crystal Palace are the better team.
Everton are rubbish, though.
Yeah, they've got,
They've got a pigeon as their striker.
and they've got a teenage layabout as their keeper. So, you know.
Sure. Okay, big games then, the other two. Southampton versus Manchester City at St. Mary's Stadium. I did look for tickets for this, but they're all sold out.
Too expensive?
They're all sold out. But
can I do mine first while you think?
Yeah.
3-0 to Manchester City. I don't think Saints have a hope in hell. I did say to my Saints supporting friend that if Manchester United can beat Man City in the Manchester Derby, then Saints have a hope. They did not do that. So Saints do not have a hope, hence 3-0.
Well, a word on Saints. So they, a while ago, they beat Everton 2-0, then they beat Norwich 2-0, then they beat West Ham 3-1. They were in really good form. They drew twice with City this season. They beat Man U. And it's great stuff. And then they had three fixtures that looked, on the form they were in, looked like an easy 9 points for them. They were playing Villa away, Newcastle home and Watford home. They lost 4-0 to Villa, 2-1 to Newcastle and 2-1 to Watford. So they've lost 9 points in the last three games. City, however, drew with Palace recently and drew with Sporting in the Champions League, although they did go through. But then have had big wins recently, especially against Man U 4-1. But it's going to be interesting. It's the FA Cup, so obviously anything can happen, but it's going to be 2-1 late winner to City.
2-1 late winner to City. Okay, cool.
Okay, and finally, we head to the City ground, Nottingham Forest versus Liverpool. Now, I did say I wanted a Championship team in the semi-finals, but not this Championship team.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess the only other option then is Middlesbrough. So, Forest Liverpool. Now, Forest are on extremely good form, beating Bristol City, beating Huddersfield, Reading. They beat Reading 4-0. QPR, they beat 3-1 recently. They drew with Preston and Sheffield United. But Liverpool, again, like usual, on good form. Unfortunately, our form was a little bit halted. I don't think it's halted our form. But we lost 1-0 to Milan. Obviously, we went through in the Champions League, but we still lost. But, you know, interesting stuff. I'm worried. I'm worried about this game. I am.
Really? Why are you worried? They're Forest. They're Forest.
They knocked out FA Cup giants Arsenal and the holders Leicester.
But that's the thing with cup football. You can't just be good on the night and look the best team and then be absolutely terrible.
Yeah, but that's the thing. With them and Middlesbrough, they're both great teams. They're top end of the Championship. And they haven't just been good on the night. Middlesbrough beating United and Spurs. Forest have beaten Leicester and Arsenal. Although, on that, 1-0 Liverpool.
Okay, 1-0 Liverpool. That I do believe. I reckon 2-0 Liverpool. And we will see... And actually, no. Yeah, 2-0 to Liverpool. But I don't think this game will be so much for Nottingham Forest about winning. I think it will be about... Obviously, they'll want to win, but I think it will mainly be about getting...
Not conceding.
Money. Getting money and not conceding. That's what they should aspire to.
Yeah. But in this draw, I think... Overall, I think Liverpool, City, I reckon Palace and Chelsea will probably go through, which is a bit boring, to be honest. But then, so we could end up with a Liverpool-Everton semi-final, but, you know, we'll see.
I would really like Liverpool v Man City to be the final. I'd love that for a final. I'd love it for a final.
What I want
I think that would be awesome.
What would be amazing? Actually, no, that wouldn't be good. In Liverpool to play Palace in the next round and beat them, and Chelsea to play City and Chelsea win, and then we play Chelsea in the final, the same as the Carabao Cup final.
But that's just a remake of the same final.
I know, but we know we can win.
So you don't want like the sporting integrity of the game, you just want...
No, I want to win.
Okay, yeah, fine.
Absolutely.
Fine, right, there we are then.
Okay, then.
Know how shallow you are now.
Well, we are going to move on to a bit of rugby action. Last week's Premiership rugby, London Irish were thrashed by Leicester.
I might go cry in a corner.
And Bristol had a very late. Bristol had a very late loss to Quins. We were winning at one point, but it was we did lose in the end, which is a shame. But it was happening. This week, it is the Premiership Rugby Cup, so no league, and it's the West Country Derby again. Bristol versus Bath again at Ashton Gate.
Go on, Bristol. That should be interesting. Come on, Bristol.
And London Irish play Harlequins, so you're screwed. So there you go.
Hold on, my lord. We are not screwed. We have beaten Saracens, hello, and a lot of other teams in like a 6-week run of form. If we let one game define us, we deserve relegation, even though they're not doing that. We deserve to be shot in the head and kicked in the feet and kicked up the arse.
Bear in mind, this is the cup, so none of that happens.
Yeah, but still, we deserve it.
Okay, finally then, Six Nations final weekend. It's Super Saturday. Saturday, the 19th of March. Wales, Italy.
Yay!
Ireland,
come
Scotland,
on.
England, France.
England,
Italy.
France will be a cracker.
Wales play Italy early on in the day. Neither of those teams could win it. Wales will thrash them. Ireland play Scotland in the middle of the day. Ireland can still win it. They have to beat Scotland and England have to beat France and Ireland have to get a bonus point to win, which I don't see happening.
I think Scotland
have a good shout there. I want Scotland to win that. And England, France, 8 p.m. kickoff.
I'm genuinely frightened of England v France.
Yes. France win, they get the Grand Slam. And I mean, it's over for England. They've got nothing to play for, really.
Yeah.
But
sometimes having nothing to play for means you do flipping well.
I suppose. Yeah, that's why Scotland have done well sometimes. They've beaten France 2 years in a row. Wales, Italy, the big news there is Alan Wynne-Jones has returned from injury. He's back in the squad and he will make his 150th cap against Italy.
That's good. That's what we like.
And Dan Bigger is starting as well, will make his 100th cap against Italy. Although, interestingly, Dan Bigger is the captain and Alan Wynne-Jones isn't. So there you go.
Ooh, maybe some Drive to Survive sort of stuff like infighting.
Sure.
Can we talk about last week's Italy v Scotland match? Italy did very flipping well. 22-33 from a team that normally can't be bothered to even score.
Sure. Well, there you go. That's all we've got this week. What have we learnt this week, Aaron?
This week we have learnt that despite whatever you try, I'm absolutely god-awful at any quizzing. Isaac can do stuff when he's sort of given it. He got half points. Djokovic can do stuff, so that's the end of that fun. The world is not fun anymore. The world is falling to pieces. Djokovic can play. Tennis is doing weird stuff. Formula One, Seb's got COVID. We're all going to cry and good night.
And up the Cheltenham. up the Cheltenham and happy Paddy Day. There you go. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Drink all the Guinness in the world.
I will be, thanks. We will see you again next week for another episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What's the score with Aaron and Isaac?